Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hey, we do got Whatever Wednesday coming up this hour, Kid Nation. So if there's anything you want to talk about that we have not hit yet this week, or you have a question for the show, that's going to be your opportunity to get through, talk to us, and ask those questions or talk about those things that you want to talk about. Got you all set up. Jenna's going to be doing some dream reading in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Specifically for me, mostly. Because I had some weird stuff going on in my head yesterday. Weird, weird stuff.
You know what's interesting?
Jenna says it's scary, too.
It can be. I don't know. We got to get into it.
I'm a complex
person. I'm fascinated by stuff I haven't heard. I got an email from Lacey back there in production, and she had a dream about Lady Gaga, and she's not a huge Lady Gaga fan.
Okay.
The thing is, celebrity dreams are one of the most common dreams.
Yeah.
So those are kind of easy to analyze. If you haven't seen the celebrity recently, that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you've seen them in a movie or something. But if you dream about celebrities, could mean that there's a lot in them that you would like in yourself. Or you could be going through a period of time where you're not as confident.
Oh.
So when you dream about hanging out with a celebrity, or maybe your friend turns into a celebrity, or hooking up with a celebrity. Celebrity dreams mean there's a piece of their life that you would like in yours, usually.
Because Lacey's very confident.
She's
one of the most confident women I know.
Maybe she's going through a funk.
Yeah.
Never know.
You never know. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely meaning to the dreams we have.
Yeah.
And Jenna's going to decide for that for me. Thank you, Jenna, for doing it.
Tarantulas, though. Getting bit by a tarantula.
Yeah.
And DC.
Immobilizing me?
This is a strong symbol.
Strong symbols here, people.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Normally, I'm a very simple person, but apparently...
You are the master of your fate.
I am the master of my fate and my happiness.
How's it go? The master of your destiny? I forget.
I think so. Something like that. I know I'm not getting in a car with you.
I was going to ask you if you wanted to go for a drive.
Nope.
Yeah.
After the show. Just 3 hours. Okay.
Just 3 hours.
All right, let's get to our love expert. Kelly Raspberry's here. This is what you write, the love expert, Kelly Raspberry, at KidNation.com. We read your letters, and then she solves it for you. She is the love expert, and it's time for...
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I fell in love with my best friend, who meant everything to me. Yesterday after school, he asked me out. But then later that night, he texted and said we are better off being friends. After a little bit of arguing, I finally got the truth out of him. He said he was still in love with Faith.
Faith!
Faith is my enemy and has bullied me my whole life. I tried to tell my boyfriend she's bad news, but he
boyfriend.
She's still climbing him. But that's fine.
But he wouldn't listen to me. I cried myself to sleep last night trying to figure out what to do. Should I just let them date and leave them alone, or should I try to do something about it? Maybe have a talk with him? I don't know. Help. Haley,
you've already told him how you felt.
Yeah.
So I know it's really, really hard, but you've got to let that play out. You got to play your cards right.
Tell him once and then let it be, right?
That's right. If you start bad-mouthing her to him, it's just going to make him frustrated. And I bet you don't look, you're not looking your best self when you're spitting out hate towards another person.
Sure, right.
And we see it on The Bachelor. It pushes him closer to that girl instead of you.
You could be the prettiest girl in the world, but when you start spitting out hateful words about another woman or another girl, it makes you look jealous and insecure. And guys do not like that.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
So don't say anything to him about her being your mortal enemy.
No.
And a bully.
Your mouth deal with bullying in a different way. If it's really serious, I want you to handle that. Talk to your parents about that. But don't go bad-mouthing him to her. It will backfire.
He'll notice. He'll start seeing the bully come out the more time he spends with her.
You hope so.
Gotta have faith.
Yeah, have a little faith.
Yeah.
No, don't have faith. Boo faith. That faith. All right, let's move on.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So I met this guy at a social event in our city. He was really cute and sweet. We talked and joked for about 40 minutes until the event was over. But then he gave me his Instagram, and we've been DMing for a couple days now. Here's the problem, though. First, he's 17, and I'm 14. Is he too old for me? I'm in eighth grade, and he's a junior in high school. And honestly, I don't think there's a problem. Okay. Second, I don't know that I should go out with him alone because I don't know him that well yet. Do you have any ideas for that kind of group date or what kind of group dates we should take where we could bring his friends and I bring mine or something like that? Thank you, Anna.
You need to talk to your mama about that, not Kelly Raspberry on the radio. Parents right. have different dating rules for their kids.
Right.
Me personally, I would not feel comfortable with my 14-year-old daughter going out with a 17-year-old boy.
There's a lot of differences in their lives right now.
Huge differences.
Yeah, 3 years later, not going to be a big deal.
I know.
College, not a big deal.
I know you're crushing, and it's really exciting that an older boy finds you, you know, interesting and perhaps attractive and wants to do stuff. But I'm not giving you permission to go out on group dates. That's not my
some
right.
Some states
to do
is illegal.
Yeah.
Some states it's illegal.
Yeah. He's almost an adult.
Yeah.
No.
Like next year
I'm
when
sorry.
He's 18 and you're 15, that's illegal.
But yeah.
It might be illegal now, depending on where you live.
It's just, and you know what?
Just hanging out is not illegal. Okay, let's get that straight. You know, you're assuming things are going to
progress.
Yes,
you're absolutely right.
He's just, Al remembers being 17.
Yes,
and
I do.
And we know as 17-year-old boys what?
Yeah.
Was
I'll
the number
say,
one thing
I
we thought about?
I was in this situation. I might have been 15, but I went out with a guy a couple weeks, like probably 17. And I know it sounds like nothing for me. It was way too fast
yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
when
yeah.
I think about that and what he wanted, and it was just kind of like, yeah. I wasn't there. Yeah.
They're in a different stage.
And
way
it's
different.
Doesn't seem like much, yeah. but it's a lot.
And when you're 30 and 17, or is it 14 and 17?
14 and 17.
14
except
3 years apart. So when you're like, he's 30 and you're 3 years younger than him, that's a different
no
ball
big
game.
Deal at all. Yeah.
Way
no.
different when you're in yeah. high school.
Even in college, it's not that crazy of an age range.
Yeah.
But high school to
yeah,
middle
no.
school is.
It's too much.
I personally would be scared. What's the, did
a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old have nothing in common except for what he wants.
Yeah, true.
Is what you got. Usually, I would say, unless he's extremely immature 17-year-old.
That's a safe bet.
I look at my daughter, she's 12, and you should see her goofing around. She's got boyfriends, legitimate friends, and you should see them goofing and acting silly and doing Fortnite dances together, and that's fine with me, but...
Yeah. He pulls up in the vet.
Yeah,
what about
no.
though?
Even if it's a
show
vet.
What about now? Because I had a girlfriend stolen when I got to my freshman year of high school by
right.
a senior. So that's what she'll be a freshman when he's a senior next year. Is that still?
I would look sideways at it.
Can you imagine? A
How was you? Why don't you be honest and describe that relationship as a senior with a ninth grader?
When I got that, she ended up. I think they dated for 2 months. He got what he wanted.
Yeah.
And she, from what I remember, was extremely devastated
right.
and remorseful for the decisions she made
right.
while in this relationship with this guy. From what I remember, and then I on the other hand, was devastated, and it ruined my outlook on dating that year. So it ruined my freshman year.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people you can think about there.
Oh.
There's boys your age that you could date.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then later on in life, if you crash into them again, then
maybe.
Right?
There you
go.
Love letters to Kelly.
Sticking with the theme of this age group.
Yeah.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
This one's different. I like it. My 14-year-old son recently got his first girlfriend. I've met her once. She seems nice enough. But her mother is crazy.
Oh.
She puts half-naked pics on Facebook and constantly talks about her daughter and my son getting married in the future.
Oh.
I want my son to focus on school and not even think about marriage. He's 14. I'm scared to forbid the relationship because I know that's just going to make him closer. I've expressed to my son that I feel like she could be a bad influence on him, and it's my job to protect him from that. I know the odds of this working out long-term are slim to none, but how do I ride this out in the meantime? Signed, horrified mom.
Well, you're right. It's probably not going to work out in the long run. And the more you tell them they can't. But, I mean, what are they? Are they
she
doing
said,
stuff together?
She didn't
are
mention
they,
that. She
are
just,
they dating? Are you letting them go do stuff together? What's
said
the
her
parameters
biggest,
here?
Her biggest problem from the letter was the mom of
yeah,
the
mom's being silly
being
and she's
crazy.
Ridiculous. You just keep telling your son that she's ridiculous. I guess that's what you can do is just keep talking about how ludicrous that is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what are you allowing your son to do with this daughter that's encouraging that relationship? I guess that's the only thing you can really control is how much time you allow them to spend together alone.
Right.
And I hope that's not a lot, that there's always some supervision. But, I mean, there are crazy parents everywhere.
Yeah.
And I had to, like when my daughter was younger, I had to, it wasn't a dating situation, it was a friendship situation, that I had to start limiting my daughter going to a certain place because they're crazy. You know, my daughter didn't understand that, but I had to, in a way, just start making excuses and making it difficult for them to hang out together. without confronting anybody. Just, I made it really difficult until it was so difficult that people just stopped trying,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can make
That's
things
true.
A little more difficult without direct confrontation. The mom's being silly and
posting those half-naked pictures.
Yeah, I mean, she's silly and, you know, whatever, but...
I have to see those to believe it with my own eyes.
I mean, it ain't that deep, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a young relationship, yeah.
Yeah, it's mom. Just mom. Mom being cray-cray. Or trying to be the hot mom, trying to be young and hip, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
That's how moms are.
Some, not all of them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to be the party mom.
Yeah. You know, the guys probably...
Want to go over there?
Yeah.
Or at least follow her on Instagram.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
When I first met my husband, he was working a dead-end job that he'd been at for years and living with his parents. He didn't want to be doing either of those things, and with my help and encouragement, he moved out of his parents' house, found a new job that offered many opportunities for growth. Now we're married with a baby and a house, and may even have another baby on the way.
Hmm.
My husband's been very stressed at his job and recently told me he does not like the responsibility that comes with a job like this. He wants to leave and go back to doing what he was doing when we first met. This bothers me for a lot of reasons. I think his stress is his reaction to having a job with major responsibilities for the first time. I'm the breadwinner of the family, and truthfully, I feel resentful because him leaving his current job will put even more financial strain on us on top of all the other stress I already feel. I'm also the one who manages our money, so my husband doesn't feel anxiety about that. Mm. I've offered him advice for trying to make it work with his current employer, but he just wants to leave, even if he hasn't found a new job yet.
Mm.
I think he's being selfish, but then I worry I'm being selfish by wanting him to stay since he hates it so much. Should I be the wife who supports her husband in this decision, even if it ends up increasing my own stress, or should I be firm, telling my husband that I think he's regressing and I don't agree with his decision to leave his job? Jordan.
Oh, boy.
Wow, how exhausting. Yeah. You have to baby a man through life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's unfortunate. I would say you probably both need to go to marriage counseling. He doesn't necessarily have to work at that job, but he got to have a job.
Yeah.
And he's got to, you know, finances are one of the biggest stresses in a relationship that leads to divorce. You want to head that off at the pass. So you just haven't got a real motivated guy. I'm sorry. That sucks.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a lot of energy to prop him up and get it through it. Yeah, you got to support your husband. If he's not happy in that job, he still has to have a job that contributes.
Sure.
So you can have a decent life. You know, it might not be as fabulous as you want, but,
right.
you know, you might have to adjust your expectations, too, as to what kind of life you want to lead. But you picked him.
You had kids with him.
You made babies.
You made babies.
So let's try to make the best of it. And I guess you just have to go into counseling with him. I mean, that's really all I can suggest for that. How can you make somebody... motivated. You can get them to change their behavior temporarily, but the self-motivation comes from within.
Yeah, that's hard.
So I don't know how to get somebody to want to do better. How do you make, you know?
Maybe, and this might be silly, take them to some motivational people speeches, you know,
speaking engagements.
Honestly,
they just need some therapy.
I mean, you walk out
at least fired up for a minute.
But you need that to last. How do you get that flame to keep going?
He might need some medicine.
He might be
a sign of depression.
Might have anxiety issues.
Yeah.
But you need to get into. You just need to get into talk to somebody in front of him and hash this all out because this is heading towards a divorce.
Yeah,
I mean, it's what it's heading towards. You don't respect him. He's not contributing to the family. It's going to lead to more fights. Finally, the point you realize, I'm doing most of this by myself anyway, so why am I still with you?
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
That's a tough one right there.
It's tough, you know.
Yeah.
You hope men would do better and step up and be the man and, you know. And there's nothing wrong with a woman being the primary breadwinner.
No.
That happens, and that's cool. As long as a man is contributing and takes pride in what he's doing. There you go.
Got it.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kitnation.com. We'll do it again on Monday next week. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. And from the love expert to the dream expert, according to Jenna, I should be on the lookout.
Very concerned.
I should be concerned over what I dreamt of last
you
night.
You are suppressing serious emotions in your waking life, JC, and they are coming out in dream form. For you to dream about your child's teeth falling out, your mother-in-law, and a tarantula biting you, we have a lot to get into.
Now I'm scared. All right.
You're scared in your waking life.
Right now.
That's why you're dreaming about these things.
All right, we'll dive into the dream readings next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Severe weather going on in parts of the country. That cold front that is hitting. They're saying people need to be careful with breathing.
Yeah.
It's so cold outside. You don't want that cold to get into your lungs. It could affect. They're saying be careful breathing when you go outside.
So, you know, I have some beauty products, and so we've been shipping some places like that, and I've started to get a lot of messages from people saying their product is totally frozen solid. When they've gotten it, will it be okay? And then now we're reading that the U.S. Postal Service has ceased mail delivery in a lot of locations.
What?
Because it's too cold for them to work.
What happened to the rain, sleet, snow?
It's dangerous.
It could freeze to death.
You don't want hypothermia.
Isn't that crazy? It's that.
It's that bad.
You have to think about the poor homeless people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
They say Chicago's colder than Alaska right now.
Yeah.
It's colder than Antarctica.
They're showing that people are boiling water and going outside and throwing the water out in the air, and it freezes right away. Boiling water. That's how cold it is outside.
What do you do?
So we want to warm you up, kid. Yes. That's what we want to do.
Get out of there.
Starting next Monday and for the entire month of February, we're going to give away trips for two to Florida with the Kid Nation Winter Warm-Up.
Oh.
All you have to do is listen every weekday morning at 7:40 Central to win. Now, what are you going to be listening for? We'll tell you on Monday.
Well, you have to listen.
Yeah, that's why we're telling you to listen. We'll tell you what you're going to be listening for.
It's our little trick. We need you to listen.
It's a trick. And if you want to find your own moment of sunshine, you can do that at visitflorida.com.
Oh, man.
Get y'all set up.
I just want to think about Florida. That makes me feel a little warmer right now.
I'm sure we'll be out there soon. Don't you worry, Al.
All right.
Go hit up Florida real quick.
Got it.
So our dream expert is in the building now. We went from the love expert to the dream expert because, Jenna, you are super into this.
I am super into this. I know a dream expert. There's a lot of things, yes, that I'm Googling. I have some good sites that I like to use for this. But I've always been very fascinated in dream interpretation. So some of it I have registered to memory because I've looked up some of these before.
Yeah.
A lot of dreams, people are surprised to learn that there's a lot of common dreams that we all have, even though they're very bizarre. I mean, JC, what you're about to talk about, I just saw a text come in saying they had a very similar dream to you.
Hmm.
And it seems like, I mean, I've never dreamed about
weird
a tarantula.
Right, yeah.
Right?
So I talked about this at the beginning of the show, and Jenna's like, look, give me some time. Let me look up what this means, because she knows how to do this. She's been doing it for a little bit.
Right.
And I came in this morning. I'll be honest. I woke up this morning with severe anxiety because of this dream.
Yeah.
Wow. These two dreams that I had. Just, I felt weird. Something felt off. And that's why I brought it up to Jenna, because I know that your dreams are in some form connected to what's going on in your life.
Absolutely.
So I had two separate dreams, Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was early on when I fell asleep, because I remember waking up and my wife was still awake on her phone next to me. So I know it was early on in the night.
It was a quick one.
It was a quick one, and I remember it was my mother-in-law in bed with my son. And by the way, I have a great relationship with my mother-in-law. Love the woman.
Okay.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, because a mother-in-law dream can go two ways.
Yeah.
He's laying that groundwork early.
I don't know what this dream is saying, but I just want to let you know that I love this woman to death.
Fine.
I've known her half my life, so I love her. But she was in bed with Kaysen, and they were just laying there cuddling, and my son was doing something that annoyed her, and she kicked her feet at his face, and it was very graphic. I could see the foot connecting. It's like, you know when things slow down in dreams? It slowed down, and I saw his two
front teeth
get knocked out, and these are his forever teeth, you know? And I remember going, what are you doing? Why would you do that? And I remember tears forming in my eyes because I felt like my son's life was changed in that moment.
Yeah.
And I woke up. And then I went back to sleep, and I had another weird dream. And this one's the one that I don't understand what is going on, because I was in a house with these random people I didn't know, and all of a sudden these guys turned on me. And they just started holding me down and laughing hysterically, like clown laugh almost. And they went and reached into a bag and pulled out a tarantula. I am deathly afraid of spiders. Yeah. That is my fear.
Yeah.
That I can jump out of planes. I don't mind snakes. I don't mind anything Clowns a little scary, but spiders I'm deathly afraid of. I have anxiety if I see a spider, and they place the spider on my face, holding me down as I'm screaming, and I just remember feeling a bite right near my temple, and then feeling nothing. I just couldn't move. I was paralyzed.
Limp.
I was just laying there on the ground screaming, and then I could hear my daughter screaming outside, like something happened, like the cry, like something, she's hurt, but I couldn't move. And I woke up, and just that's when I woke up in severe anxiety. Been up ever since.
You're suppressing a lot of fears right now.
Okay.
All of those. That's the common theme with these. You're suppressing fears. The interesting thing when you dream about a child, your own child, it can go two ways. It's either it's yourself. It's just another version of dreaming about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or if you really think that you don't have issues, because sometimes dreaming about, they say that that's often the case when you dream about your own child, that that's just another version of you and your subconscious. But if you're dreaming about your son, especially with the age your kids are, if they're growing up and going through some changes and you're struggling with control there, they say that a lot of times you'll dream about your child if you're, you know, they're growing up, or maybe you're losing some authority, or they're growing up too fast for you and you're kind of losing a sense of control there.
Okay.
That could be why. That's the nice way. Like, that's the nice interpretation of this dream. That you're just worried, right? Because teeth falling out, obviously, have so many meanings. If you dream that your teeth are falling out and you're freaked out, a lot of people will have this dream when they're changing jobs or leaving college or leaving high school.
So stressed.
You dream that your teeth are falling out because you're afraid of the change that's coming up in your life.
So I'm afraid of the changes coming up in his life.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Yes. Maybe there's been something going on with him at school and you can't protect him, so you're scared. In that situation, that could be something.
Okay.
I think these dreams, you have to sit and think about it, because you might say, no, I'm not worried about that. No, I'm not worried about that, because there's a lot of interpretations here, right?
Right.
But being kicked by someone, you know, him being kicked by someone, if he is you know, being kicked by someone, you're feeling hurt that people don't think you matter.
Oh, you matter, JC.
Thanks, guys.
You want a hug?
Yeah.
Or you feel like you've been unfairly treated.
Even if you're projecting that on someone else in your dream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Matter, dude.
Thanks, buddy.
But is Kaysen going through a growth or a change?
Yeah, there's my wife and I were talking about it with Kaysen and Chloe, my daughter. It's just, it's like you blink and then you realize, oh my goodness.
Jeff Chester.
No, not the chest hair. It's just their mannerisms, and when they come home and they're dealing with something that you have no control over,
right?
Mm-hmm. Because it's controlled by other people or other kids.
Mm-hmm.
That and you feel helpless. It's like that, and I know every parent goes through that. I just feel so helpless right now because I can't go to a school and fight kids for my son. I can't. You know?
But you want to.
But you want to, and it's totally normal. And it's one of those things where you just have to let go and let them
figure it out
on their own. And it's so hard to let go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me,
so that's, I mean, I think that's what it is.
Okay.
It's just you having a lot of anxiety. You just spent the whole weekend with him.
Uh-huh.
Alone, you know, like son, father
real time.
Weekend. Yeah, but they say a lot of parents will have dreams like that when their kids are kind of starting to grow up a little bit and you can't fix everything for them.
Okay.
So there's that. And then the spider stuff's scary.
This is the one you got me on.
I didn't realize tarantula dreams were so common, because they're like the largest symbol of fate. You know, fate.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Tarantulas, if you go back to Greek mythology, they symbolize fate. Yeah. Don't you remember Arachnia? She was like this mythological
figure. I have arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia.
Well, dreaming of a tarantula suggests you're surrounded by enemies who will bring you some type of loss.
Oh.
It could also symbolize the dark side of your personality.
Ooh.
If you have some inner conflicts going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes things aren't literal.
Out there,
like,
for
you're
me.
Not actually going to get attacked by a spider or something.
Bring in the spiders, guys.
No, don't.
Yeah, it usually symbolizes someone in your waking life who's been sneaky or cruel to you. Maybe you've been betrayed by someone. So, or it could represent someone smothering you.
Mm-hmm. Smothered?
If you are dreaming of spiders, it may tell you you should become more self-aware. You can think about your feelings or things that you're suppressing.
Hmm. Looks like I got to go to a therapy session.
If you dream that you get bitten by a spider,
that
brings
more?
Me to this.
Okay.
It is a direct... Spiders are female. They represent a strong woman in your life.
Uh-huh.
And it could represent a conflict with your mother, mother-in-law, or a dominant female figure in your life.
Or your wife?
It could be a metaphor for a devouring female.
A devouring female.
Eating you alive.
Did you just say all spiders are female?
I'm saying the interpretation in a dream. They're very feminine. They represent a strong female devouring you or wrapping you in a web.
Okay.
So maybe if you've had any sort of conflict with Kenzie or your mom.
Or it's me.
Is it Kelly?
Good. Yeah.
She's
a
right
dominating
here.
Dominating woman.
It's probably Kelly.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Fascinating, right?
Very stressful.
Kelly's smothering me too much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Great. Now I got to be on the lookout for this.
And look out for smothering and
people that are wronging me.
Yeah.
And dreaming of your mother-in-law is not a bad thing. If you have a good relationship, it says that that's, you know, you need some advice from her.
Oh, okay. Oh, it looks like I'm going to call her today, then.
There you go.
See what's up.
Call her and
so
ask her about the woman that's smothering
me. Out in my dream.
Oh, man, dreams are so weird.
Dreams are weird. Don't be scared.
And it's all because of something that's going on in your life and
you
your brain
ticks.
You
need some reflection.
I need reflection.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jenna, for reading my dream. It is scary now, though.
Yeah.
Great. Great. Good time.
I didn't read, like, the poor health stuff.
Ooh. Oh,
there's always the WebMD side of it, too. Like, spiders mean you're going to die.
Oh, no.
I feel like every dream is that.
Oh, man. All right, Kid Nation. Well, I got to talk about whatever I wanted right there. So let's bring it your way.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, let's do whatever Wednesday. This is where you can call us with any questions you may have for a show member. Or you can bring up any shows you're into. Or you can bring up a news story that we haven't talked about that interests you quite a bit. Literally, whatever you want to talk about. We do have some on the text. Like, Kelly, whatever happened to your big toe? What was the diagnosis?
Yeah. It was my cashew toe, my cashew toe. Well, it turns out this is so gross to say. I'd rather call it a cashew toe. They say it's a hammer toe.
You got a hammer toe.
Hammer toe!
Yeah. And that eventually it's just a really painful thing. And I just talked to another lady, my same age.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, I just had to have a hammer toe and a bunion surgery all at once.
Ooh.
I don't have to have the bunion thing, but it just happens.
Are you going to do it?
In life. Well,
the
I was stuck with a boot for a while, and I've got some things coming up that I don't want to be walking around in a boot. So they gave me a shot in the toe to kind of numb the pain for a while.
Yeah.
But they have to just break it, right? I mean,
they break it. They take out a little
screws.
They take a little piece of bone out to straighten the toe back up. And I was born with this crooked toe, so it's just a matter of time that it just becomes.
It kept getting more crooked.
I feel like I'm looking at my future too, Kelly. I have the same toe.
Yeah, it'll get there.
Yeah, one day it just really hurts, and you think it's wearing high heels, and it's just, I can't walk
it's just
on
being
it.
A hammer.
Oh no!
Yeah.
If you want to get in on this, 800-KID-LIVE is our phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kid Nation, it's time for Whatever Wednesday, where you call or text the show with whatever you want to talk about or whatever question you want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. It's all about you. Give you a segment so that you can do... You're basically the producer of this segment.
Yeah.
Well done. Put that on your resume if you want. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Slade wants to know on the text, hey, how many days until Big Al's big reveal? This is a story that Big Al Mac teased a year in advance because it's so crazy.
May 7th.
May 7th. That's when it's happening. That is 97 days away from Big Al's big story.
Okay.
That keeps evolving as time goes, right? There's
it
more
does.
To the story each
Always.
Day.
Yeah.
Has there been any new...
A little development yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean... Just little tidbits. See, I don't know how I'm going to...
Al said people could be harmed if the story is told.
Possibly me.
Possibly Big Al Mac, but he's willing to risk it all for the show. What a player.
A risky move.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason.
MVP.
Thank you.
Now, the only one that's really excited about this story in the studio is me.
That's right.
And Big Al.
Very evident.
Which I can't at all understand why you're excited, because you know the story.
Well, you don't know the
I don't know what's been happening. Yeah. I stopped asking Al.
You know what? I'm trying to just keep it all tight here to the vest.
Yeah.
Because I want you guys to be as shocked as I am.
I can't wait.
How are you shocked? It's happening to you.
But I'm shocked when it happens.
He's shocked of what's happening, yeah.
I cannot believe. I don't want to give you little crumbs here and there because there'll be no story.
Has something happened, like, really shocking recently?
Yes.
Jaw-dropping shocking.
Yes. I can't even tell you.
Even worse than what you've already told us that happened? Oh,
Kelly.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. Mm-hmm. Told you. Al just looks at me and goes,
a lot of faith.
Bro. And I know. Right? I know something happened.
Dude.
And I got to wait till May 7th. That's all.
Either you're the bro or dude. You
bro.
Know.
Rob, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
Rob has a fun fact for us,
We
love fun facts.
We love fun facts, Rob. Bring it.
So, you know how JC said that people are going outside because of the weather so cold with boiling water?
Yes.
And it's freezing before it hits the ground?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Science actually says that boiling water freezes faster than cold water.
What?
So try that trick with cold water and see what happens.
Yes, science!
That's why they say when your windshield is frozen, if you go outside to pour cold water over it to get it to thaw faster.
That is crazy.
Yeah, the hot water will crack your windshield.
That goes against everything we should think.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Right?
Mind blown.
Yeah. Science is weird. Science needs to make it easier on us to understand.
Yeah, I definitely don't understand that, but I believe you.
Rob, are you a science teacher?
Yeah. No, actually. I'm a solar designer.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, then I believe you. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Call me later. I want to put some solar panels on something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
My car or something. I don't know.
Thanks, Rob.
What?
You want to put solar panels on your car?
It just seems like what everybody's doing there.
What? Well, you should probably get like one of those Teslas.
Yeah.
What's up, Spencer?
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Hey, buddy.
Excellent, man. You have a question for the show?
Yeah, I got a question for you, JC.
Okay.
I've seen your luscious locks before, and I just want to wonder why you have so many hats and why you wear them all the time.
Okay, solid question. I get that a lot, actually, because if you watch kid TV every day, you notice that I do wear hats every day.
Yeah.
And that's solely because I am incredibly lazy in the morning.
Ah.
that's mostly it, and it takes me a minute to do my hair. So I'd rather I'd rather take that time to sleep. And if I do go out on the weekend, though, I do try to do my hair. Yeah. Maybe next year I'll start doing my hair more often, Spencer. Just for you, sir.
The luscious flowing locks get to breathe on the weekends.
I like how you described my hair, by the way. Thank you so much, Spencer.
No problem.
Something I've never had to deal with is doing my hair. Even when I had hair, I didn't, like I combed it.
Uh-huh.
That takes like a minute.
It's an event for me.
I got to have a pick.
Like I plan it out on days of the week. Like, okay. Yeah. I can get ready in 20 minutes, but if I have to wash my hair,
it takes forever.
And a half.
Yeah,
to dry it, to style it. Oh,
that. Yeah.
It's a pain.
They had a guy on the Rock show, the Titan show.
Yeah.
The Asian dude, the really quick guy.
Yeah.
He said it took him like 30 minutes to do his hair, but his hair was really cool.
Right?
Yeah. What's up, Dylan?
Dylan.
Dylan.
Let Dylan go.
Dylan.
Bye.
Man. Dylan had a good question.
What was it?
Do y'all believe in the supernatural?
Well, yeah, I do.
Maybe 100%.
I do now.
Maybe something happened to him.
Oh.
The supernatural stopped him from asking the question.
Wow. Or he was a ghost.
Yeah.
And he ghosted us.
Dylan. But to answer your question, yes.
Yes, I do.
I do. Yeah, I think there's somewhere out there.
I have intentions.
Another galaxy.
I have supernatural intentions, but I don't know if I believe.
I do. What's up, Brittany?
Oh, that's me. I'm Brittany, yes. Hello, Brittany.
Welcome.
So, Brittany, you need some advice.
Yes. Y'all listen. Okay, so I have been best friends with this girl since sixth grade. So, we're like 11?
Yeah.
And I am 30. She's 31. So, like, over half of our lifetime. And she's been with this guy for about 10 or 12 years. And maybe this is a question more geared towards Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
She's been with this guy about 10 or 12 years. And I have been on this roller coaster with her for 10 or 12 years through all of the horrible, horrible, unimaginable things that he has done to her. And I'm not going to, you know, go into detail because it's none of my business.
Okay.
But I'm in her wedding. Mm. And she recently broke up with him and finally kicked him out. I helped her pack his stuff and kick him out and everything. Mm-hmm. And he's bananas. When I say bananas, like, I mean bananas. Okay. And I think they recently got back together. And I don't think she's hiding it from me. She just says she doesn't want to talk about it. Yeah. And, like, after this, I mean, there's no repairing mine and his relationship after 12 years. And I want the best for her. And I know she has other options. And she always makes excuses and stuff. And I don't know what to do. I mean, do you back out and say, look, I don't want to have a front row seat to your demise anymore, you know?
That's a tough situation to be in.
It is tough.
As a best friend.
It is tough.
I lost a best friend over it.
Over a dude?
Yeah.
You mean like that?
I wasn't okay with him and how he treated her.
Yeah.
And that he wasn't single and lost a friend over it.
Being single is a big deal, right? When you're in a relationship.
Yeah, and you vocalize it once, like Kelly always says, and I agree. She says you tell him once, and then but she knows how you feel. It's difficult.
Yeah, she does. She knows how I feel.
Is he abusive?
You know, I don't want to tell all her personal.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
The thing is it's really hard when someone's in kind of, you know, they have such a mental control over her. It's a mind thing at that point. And I don't want her to feel like you've abandoned her when you might be the only thing that she would have to run to if he, you know, if something bad happens.
Well, but she does every time.
Right. So I want you to still be there for her in that capacity, but say, I don't support this relationship, so I don't want to, don't talk to me about it anymore. We're, you know, don't talk to me about that. Be there for her, you know, but don't talk about it. If y'all get married, I can't be a part of the wedding. I just can't.
Yeah.
You can't support that relationship, but you can support her. Is there a way you can do that?
So, like, just go to the wedding, but don't be in it.
If it's that serious and you want to make a real stand and let her know how you truly feel about it, you know, that's tough.
It's really tough.
But
I really love her.
I know you do.
This
I know
you,
you
do.
You're so calling. Yeah. It's awful. When you know somebody can do better.
You know? Yeah.
I know. You know somebody can do better, but you gotta.
And she's so strong. She's the strongest person I know, but so weak at this.
Right. Yeah.
What's that, dude?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I wouldn't say abandon your friend, but just say I can't be around you when you're with him. And
right.
That's tough.
And she should understand because she knows that you know everything. And
everything.
Yeah, you don't want to tell us what it is, but obviously it's bad enough to where you don't want to forgive him.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would, you know, that's a hard thing to say. I'm not going to stand up for you in your wedding. Maybe that'll be enough to shock her out of what she's doing. I don't know.
Yeah, good luck, Brittany. You're in a tough situation.
Brittany, I'm sorry. That sucks.
That's cool, y'all. Y'all have a good day.
We'll give you a phone hug, though. We'll give you a big old phone hug.
I'll give you a radio hug.
You're a great friend. We could tell. Yeah. Tell you're a good friend. You mean everything.
It's so tough.
Yeah, it is tough.
Yeah.
But it's also even harder to sit there and watch your friend be with someone that you know isn't right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can't. Brendan has a show recommendation for us. And I've heard the girls in the girl room talk about this, and I think I'm going to jump on board.
Okay.
What show are you into, Brendan?
Oh, hey, guys. I'm so glad. I've called, like, every time I possibly could. It's the first time I've ever gotten through.
Today's your day.
Yes, it is. I'm recommending Temptation Island.
So, is this...
I need Kelly Raspberry to watch Temptation Island.
Is this the reboot, like, of the one they used to do?
I heard it is what they... It is, like, a reboot of what they kind of used to do. It's, like, four couples who are in a crossroads. One wants to get married. One's not ready. You know, one wants to see if there's maybe a bigger, tougher, badder guy out there. Blah, blah, blah. X, Y, Z.
And there's, like, single people on there, too?
Got me.
Couples.
I'm sorry?
They're couples.
No, it's couples, and they cheat.
You're couples, and then they put you on this island with really good-looking people.
Yeah, lots of temptations.
And
they're, like, hot.
So, how far behind am I if I try to join now?
There's only, like, two episodes, and you could binge it on Hulu.
Okay.
Okay. Oh,
I gotta get Hulu.
Yeah, it's so good, because, I mean, you do love letters to Kelly, so, obviously, you know, this is up your alley.
Obby.
But it's, like, y'all got me into... The Bachelor.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't watching it a lot, but then you guys always talked about it, and I found Temptation Island, and I was like, I got to get on this train. So Demi is my favorite.
I'll give it a shot on your recommendation.
It's on USA Network, I think.
Look at that, Brenda.
Is this the one they brought over
from England? Because I know there's one.
It used to be here in the States too.
I know there was, but there's another version that is in England that's really huge, and I think it's the same concept. Mm-hmm. I wonder if this is more. Like that one.
Would you and Alan go on Temptation Island?
No.
You wouldn't?
Why would you set your marriage why would you test your marriage like that?
Right.
I think I could do it.
Why would you?
To make sure that you're all good.
What good could come of that?
For that moolah? For the appearances, the Instagram clout. All that good stuff.
No.
Brendan, good recommendation.
Good recommendation.
Dude.
I will check it out.
Thank you. I'm going to be listening.
All right,
buddy. Thanks, Brendan. Have a good day.
But technically.
All right, buddy.
when we go on family vacation, everyone has a significant other. That's Temptation
Island. Yeah, that's basically Temptation Island right there.
But no one's tempted.
Nah.
Yeah, so there's no Temptation Island. This is I'm good island.
I'm good. I'm good island.
I'm good.
Alyssa. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
So you have an issue with your baby?
Yes.
What's going on?
So she's 19 months old and is not walking. She gradually started to walk on her knees instead of crawling. So I was wondering, how old was Chloe when she started walking, and how old was Emma Kelly and Kaysen when they all started walking?
I believe Chloe was about 10 months old when she started walking, but she did have an older brother who she looked at and she learned from. Mm-hmm. Kaysen started about a year old, maybe 11 to 12 months.
Yeah.
What about Emma Kelly?
Emma Kelly did not crawl until her first birthday. She was happy just sitting on her butt.
No, I wonder what you got there for.
She just didn't, you know, everybody would say, You carry her around too much. No, I don't. I'll take her to the next room with me and set her down on the floor.
Yeah.
And she would just sit there. I didn't have to do anything. But people always
start getting stressed, right?
People are in your ear. I had so many people, they would message me. I'd post little videos of Emma Kelly and she'd have her fist balled up. She's got autism. She's got this. She's got that. And of
course,
don't
listen to them.
Don't listen to other people. Listen.
Yeah.
This is a relationship. Talk to your pediatrician.
What'd your doctor say? Your doctor says that she's okay?
No. She said she's fine.
Okay.
She's a strong kicker. However, you know, me as a mom, she's my first child.
Right.
I carry her a lot, you know, and maybe that's my flaw.
Yeah.
She's the first grandbaby.
Yeah. So try putting her down more.
She's always being carried. Alyssa, she's going to learn how to walk. She's going to learn how to pee and poop in the toilet. Everything is going to happen in due time.
Right. My daughter started, just to answer the second part, she started walking about 15 and a half months.
Yeah.
Well,
you're fine.
So she was a late walker. But the doctor said if it went on, you know, closer to her second birthday, we would have to have her checked out medically.
Yeah, so that's where we're at right now. So maybe 19 months.
Take
her to a checkup, but she's about to be 19 months, so we'll see. Hopefully soon.
But don't listen to other moms. They love to tell you what you're doing wrong and that your baby's got something. You know, don't listen to
that. Just listen to your doctor. You'll be fine, Alyssa. And you call us back when she starts walking, because she will walk. All right, Alyssa, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling. Hopefully that made you feel better.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I had a nice little surprise yesterday after the show. You guys were here with me, of course. We were doing our Kid Nation Extra, which is an extra segment we do after the show. You can check that out online.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw somebody outside that I recognized, and I was like, wait a minute, that is my Fortnite coach. And you know, we talk about the show quite a bit. He does listen. He's a huge fan. So he showed up to surprise me and to meet you guys. He was super excited.
Well, hello.
Superfly Ninja.
Hi,
that's
Fortnite.
Me.
Superfly Ninja.
Look, he's an adult.
Yes, I am.
We call you Super or Mr. Fly.
Ninja's cool.
Ninja. Yeah.
Okay, so no, you're just an expert Fortnite player.
I'd say a little above average. I don't want to get into that.
Above average.
I don't want to get into that.
Okay. But you're able to coach others.
Yeah.
Henry doesn't want to brag on how good he is.
Oh, Henry now.
Ninja.
Oh, super fly ninja.
Please reveal his identity.
He's fine. People are going to try to steal him away from me, but he knows who his true G is. He's really good.
Yeah.
To the point where I think he could be a
how
pro.
How did y'all meet?
Online.
So, but you met in Fortnite playing together in a group? Or?
Yeah, how'd we meet, Ninja?
Well, I had a friend. I wasn't listening at the time because I mostly listened to K-pod, and at the time, I was like 5 months behind, but I want to listen to every word you guys said.
Wow. Yeah. We have so much to tell you.
He's caught up now.
I finally caught up.
Okay.
This is a great moment to come. But at the time, I had a friend who said that JC is playing Fortnite now, and he added his account. And I was like, oh, shoot, I had to get on this. So I added him. Luckily, this was at the time where he was low
status.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he was able to accept my invite, and we got together at some point, and we just started playing. Mm. And I saw how bad he was. I have some videos about that he was. But so I had to tell him, you know, these certain tricks and these certain, you know, how to play.
Henry's honesty.
Oh, he's so brutally honest.
No.
He'll be like, what'd you do wrong there? And I try to say, no, he's not mean about it.
He's
not mean at all. He's like,
excellent.
What'd you do wrong there? And I was like, well, I got killed. And he goes, no, you didn't build a wall and a ramp. And then the guy shot you defense first.
This is a great coach, though.
Yeah, oh, he's great. Yeah.
I yell at him because I love him.
Gentle but firm.
Yeah. Right.
Then he'll put me in the playground mode, Kelly. Yes. And then he'll make me listen to his footsteps so that I get acclimated to what it's supposed to sound like when somebody's around me.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
For hours.
Hours.
How long have you been playing Superfly Ninja Man?
I started like 2 months before JC.
Oh, damn.
But you're way, way, way better.
Dude,
well, I've been
way
playing
better.
Shooting games much longer than he has, though.
And
games overall, so, well, he has a lot of games that he's played, but...
Yeah, you're just more of a gamer.
Yeah.
He's better at this sort of game.
At least on PC, and PC is just a little bit easier to play on.
Yeah.
They have certain, you know, easier aspects that make the game...
What would you describe my play now?
No, see, that's what I wanted to lead on to. I say he's bad, but now he's average. I mean, but average... No, average can still win you games.
Yes.
Average can still get you kills.
Yeah.
But this is a random battle royale game. You need more than just average.
C's get degrees.
Of course.
Right. Yeah.
I strive to be average.
You went from bad to average. That's awesome.
That's all I need.
You know how many millions of players out there? There's like 8 million. He's already above 40 million. That's so much better.
Look at me. I'm better than 40 million, guys.
Wow. Okay.
That's the thing. When I'm having a bad day and I play with Henry, he always puts it in perspective.
Henry, when you're not playing Fortnite and coaching JC, what do you do?
I'm a full-time college student right now, getting my master's of engineering.
Awesome.
And I also work part-time at a refrigeration company.
Yeah.
Oh, busy. Wow. Yeah.
You've been planning this visit, Superfly Ninja, for months now.
I have.
Why?
Caught up on the K-Pod.
Yeah. Catching up on K-Pod. And, of course, I wanted to give JC a present for his first win.
Oh.
And...
My first solo win.
Solo win, yes.
When did this
so
happen?
Romantic.
Yeah. I bought the present in October and waited.
What is it now? It's Jan.
It's January. Yeah.
I got it in December.
We're pushing Feb. Let's be real.
Yeah. I got it like December 22nd, if I remember correctly.
But we were on vacation.
At 6:08 in the morning.
Mm. Okay.
It was a 10 kill game, Kelly. My best ever.
Wow.
Oh, Henry's crying. Okay,
yeah, because I'd never had 10.
So on your vacation, you were up at 6 a.m. playing this stuff. On your vacation?
Yeah. Yeah, what were you doing on vacation?
I was sleeping at 6 a.m.
Not me.
No.
Not me. While you're sleeping, I'm working.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm out there doing
getting
things.
Getting those kills.
I'm getting them kills. Got my first victory. So you've been planning this. So what is it?
All right. What I get.
Yeah. What I get.
It's time to present you this present from coach to student.
Oh, look, it even has Christmas wrapping paper because he thought I was going to get it then.
So I like to present it to you with...
Well, you look nervous.
It's an official.
Oh, okay.
I need you on your knees.
Oh.
So I can bestow this gift upon you.
Okay.
That's the first time you're asking me now.
Yes. So
I get you. I get you.
JC-5, you have gone to the war zone in an island of 100 players, and you have eliminated 10 out of the 99 enemies.
Yeah, I did.
You are a slayer of holograms, because that's what they are.
No, they're holograms. Okay. Yeah. That's what I tell Kason.
And so I would like to present this gift to you for your heroic and bravery.
Mm. My sniping skills were on point that game, John. Mm.
So with this present, I'd like to also give you the new name.
Oh, what?
Your Chupacabra. It can be official.
Chupacabra.
You are your first win. You deserve your own.
Chupacabra.
I can get my screen name Chupacabra?
Yes. Whoa, wait, I didn't check that.
No. Oh, you didn't check that.
I mean, it can be official now. You can now.
Oh, okay. Now I have my nickname.
I can give you permission to change it.
I earned my nickname.
Yes.
As well, you should have.
Yeah.
All right.
That knight me.
Well, there's always numbers if it's taken.
Hitting right on the shoulder with it.
Good again.
Shoulder to shoulder, right?
Shoulder to shoulder,
yeah.
Yeah,
hit that thing.
Okay, what is it?
You may stand up now.
Okay, and I open it?
Yes, you may
open
it.
That's why JC follows directions.
I do, that's my coach.
You didn't stand up till you were told.
I know. You're not supposed to, that's when you're getting knighted.
You've been in that situation before?
Huh? Yo.
What is it?
I don't know, it's kind of heavy.
Yo!
What is it?
You know what it is?
It's my deploy.
It's an umbrella.
It's your what?
It's my redeploy.
It's an umbrella.
That's not an umbrella.
It's what you get in game when you win,
yeah.
And also what JC will get in real life.
It's an umbrella.
It's an umbrella.
It's a victory umbrella.
It's like a Mary Poppins umbrella.
It's the Raven.
Oh, okay. It's
that's a Fortnite umbrella.
That's my favorite skin. And so when you drop out of the bus and you're dropping down, you have a little umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to use the umbrella because it's quiet.
And if it rains outside, you won't get wet.
No, I'm going to jump off of buildings. and land on people. Thanks, Henry.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Give it up for Henry, Superfly Ninja, everybody. And me.
And you, JC. It's all about you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.